This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
We were lost in the middle of the video zone. We look round, not a real show, yeah, it's a pool. Heard the snark in the place where I thought to spark. And I knew politics, pop culture, stupid criminals too. Now the sound of the right, let me put up a fight.
Tuesday, everyone, and what a glorious Tuesday it is. Possibly the greatest Tuesday in the history of Tuesdays.
You're wrong on that one, Grego.
Yeah, maybe I should have cut Greg out tonight.
Yeah, that's all right. Hey, let's just do the opening, then I'll get into it. Hello and welcome to Off the Hook Radio for May 24th.
2022.
Now, we got breaking news tonight, obviously. So there goes my testosterone makes men vote Republican story. But lack of testosterone does seem obvious in most lefty men. And yes, I mean you, Brian Stelter. You chubby little donut-eating crud. Anyway, as everybody knows, there was a serious tragedy in Texas tonight. 18 second, third, and fourth graders are gone. Somewhere between one and three adults. I don't know how many. The shooter's grandmother's gone.
That has been clarified at this point. At the last press conference, the count that Fox News is showing on TV shows 18 and two. The sheriff was clarified that does include the two adults is the shooter and the teacher at the school.
And then grandma would be the third.
Number three. But earlier in the day, Fox News said that they will never count the shooter's body in their body count because they don't want to.
So that's why they corrected it back to two. Okay.
So
it's the teacher and grandma.
That would be correct.
All right. But anyway, we've got a horrific, horrific situation here. This young 18-year-old Hispanic male kills his grandma, then takes guns over to the local elementary school and walks right in the front door and starts blowing people away. And it's just horrible. I mean, there is nobody with any ounce of humanity in them that isn't upset and disgusted and mad as hell about a lot of things. But we don't know a lot of things. One thing we do know is the front door of the school wasn't freaking locked. I can tell you that. But
yeah, and the gate that they're, you know, the
5-foot protective fence.
Ooh, big deal. You know, that's a huge fence. Big, you know.
Yeah, you could jump 6 inches off the ground, put your foot on top, and go over. You're tall and you got long legs.
They were interviewing earlier. See, you didn't know about this until about 6:30 when I called you
It was about 6 o'clock. Yeah.
I was like, because Brett had just come on and I said, all right, I got to call you and tell you, we got to include this in tonight's show. But you know, they were talking about this, you know, earlier on in the day, and there was leaked video again of this, just like there was with Buffalo. But there was he had a GoPro type situation with this too. So it looks like he was going to try to live stream this. Maybe. I mean, that's again, I'm conjuring. I don't know that for sure, but there was a video. I mean, this is scary to think that this happens. But here was what one of these guys said. He was he was a retired police officer. He still does training with the police. I don't know who he was, but he was on Fox News. He was a smart man. He said that most of your elementary schools don't have these huge security procedures like the locked doors and stuff like that. That really starts to happen only once you get into the middle schools, the junior highs, and the high schools.
At most,
I don't know. And I was very surprised to hear that because all of our schools are
a lot of second graders down. Died at Sandy Hook.
Yeah, they did. And then I thought that changed everything at that point. But he was saying that a lot of the primary.
And the gentleman you're talking about is a retired FBI guy who founded the HRT teams.
I think that's
hostage rescue.
That might be the guy.
Yeah, he's a guy who knows his shit. You're absolutely right about him.
And he said that a lot of the younger schools are not as fortified as we would think, you know, they are. And like some of the bigger schools, I mean,
nobody should get into the school without passing through a couple of locked doors and ID checks and all that stuff.
No.
They've been doing it at the high school that my daughter and son graduated from since. Oh, good Lord. Well, but it's about 20 years now they've been doing it.
Yeah.
These poor kids in Texas were left vulnerable. So, you know, there's going to be a price to pay. There's all kinds of things we talk about after. Once we know everything, once we look into this kid's background, you know, why has he got pictures online of him in cheerleaders' outfits? And
I'm very surprised you found that because his Instagram, they nuked his Instagram account.
Somebody popped it up quickly on Facebook real quick. I sent them to you.
I saw. Now, yeah, I got him.
Is he a transvestite? Oh God, I hope not. You know, is he just a guy who likes to, you know, be draggy on occasion? You know, I mean, hey, I've got drag queens who are friends. You know, there's nothing wrong with them. You know, they don't walk around looking like women all the time. That's their job, is to look like women. But I don't know what the deal is with this kid. I'm not going to speculate on any of it.
No, we can't speculate.
Don't know where he got the guns from, whether they're legal, they're illegal, if he had a clue what he was doing, whatever. I don't know any of that stuff. But my point is, neither did the installed piece of partisan fecal matter that came on TV to discuss this about 8:30 tonight.
He was only 15 minutes late.
Yeah, so by installed piece of partisan fecal matter, I'm referring to...
Not my president.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, Mr. Sniff Your Hair, creepy ass, swim naked in front of the Secret Service agent. My son's the smartest man I know. Feeble-minded asshole who was installed as a leader of the free will because a bunch of partisan hacks didn't like Trump and they figured out a way to get rid of him. But when he came on, I had hope. And I heard Tucker say this afterwards.
Hope?
It was
8:30. What fucking kind of hope could you have for him?
It's past his bedtime. Yeah.
That's what I'm... There was no chance but he was going to have a good fucking speech.
I'm being serious, though. Okay, this guy lost a daughter in a car accident when he was like 29 years old. And his wife. He lost a son, his older son, the one who isn't a drug... rattled megalomaniac pervert, the normal son. He died of brain cancer. So this man has had tragedy in his life. He's lost two children and a wife suddenly taken away from him. You would think he would have some compassion. And for about 30 seconds, I think he did. I will read you, anybody who didn't want to see it. Just bear with me, okay? Just pay attention because he opened his remarks from the White House. He gave a deep sigh. And he said, this is a quote, "I had hoped when I became president, I would not have to do this again. Another massacre, Uvalde, Texas, an elementary school. Beautiful, innocent second, third, and fourth graders. And how many scores of little children who witnessed what happened see their friends die as if they're in a battlefield, for God's sakes. They'll live with it the rest of their life." You know what? At that point, I had hope. Maybe he's going to act like an adult. Maybe he's going to act like a president. Maybe he's going to act like he doesn't hate half the country. Nope, because the next thing he said was, What struck me on that 17-hour flight, you know, he's coming back from Japan where he basically screwed the pooch on foreign policy, which we aren't going to talk about tonight. But
he screwed the pooch before he took off.
What struck me on that 17-hour flight is another direct quote. What struck me was these kinds of mass shootings rarely happen anywhere else in the world. Why? They have mental health problems. They have domestic disputes in other countries. They have people who are lost. These kind of mass shootings never happen the kind of frequency they happen in America. Why? You already asked that question. Sorry, that was me. Why are we willing to live with this carnage? He's sick and tired of mass shootings like this, and we have to act. And then he gets loud. You know how he always gets loud when he has no clue what he's doing. He's just being a partisan hack. As a nation, we have to ask, what in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby? When in God's name will we do what we all know in our gut we needs to be done? And that's the tone of voice he used. And the sadness and heartbreak and compassion inside me over what happened today turned into visceral hatred for this piece of fucking shit that has the name president in front of his name. You can't wait till the kids are operated. You can't wait till anybody does any investigation. You can't wait till you find out what the kids' motivation was, whether the guns were legal. No, you've got a tragedy. And like Hillary said, let's not let a good tragedy go to waste, huh?
Or they don't.
You did 30 seconds. You sounded like a fucking leader. And then you turned into a partisan piece of shit instantly.
And even talk
you think you're getting some partisan advantage on this? No, you don't. I'm gonna tell you after we're done ranting about yourself and this tragedy, I'm gonna tell you what America thinks about you right now. You got a lot of balls getting mad at anybody, chump. I'm sorry. Go ahead, guys.
Oh no, you're absolutely right. And I mean, even you know, Tucker even agreed he didn't get much after. He only got like 10 minutes of airtime after, you know, Biden's speech was over with. But you know, he agreed this was it was a terrible, terrible speech. He did a, you know, it was. He went after he's blaming the guns, and if you can't, you got to stop blaming the guns, and even passing common sense gun laws, which is a great. I mean, I'm all for common sense gun laws, but they got to be common sense gun laws. But that's not going to get all of the illegal guns that are already out on the streets. That's not going to change that. And how many of these people do actually commit these crimes with legal guns? Yes, the Buffalo shooting.
Very few.
Correct. The Buffalo shooting was a legally purchased gun.
Sandy Hook was too, but he stole it from his mother after he killed her.
Well, but so that it wasn't a legal gun for him. It was a legally purchased gun for somebody else.
Yeah, it
so
was legal really, until he well
until
yeah,
he took it. Until he took it, it was not a legal gun for him.
The kid in Buffalo, who by the way, said in his little manifesto that he's basically a Nazi, which means he's a totalitarian socialist. And he hates the Republicans. So quit blaming Republicans as racist. Republicans are the least racist people in our country. We're the ones who don't give a flying fig what color your skin is, orientation is.
I actually have a very, very, very little known update in regards to the Buffalo shooting story. And it's only because I live in the community that this kid is
from.
Where
the gun was purchased.
And where this kid is from. I mean, I know people that go to the school.
Well, you have red flag laws. This kid could have been flagged. The liberals brag, oh, we got red flag laws. We finally passed them. Okay, we're gonna take these crazy people. We're gonna make sure they don't have guns. This kid goes in for his psych evaluation after he tells his teachers he wants to shoot up the school and kill himself.
Yep.
And they don't put him on the fucking list.
Nope, he gets a gun. And guess what? The Friday, his brother threatened two more schools and was going to do the same thing. Here are two of our local schools threatened and was going to go and shoot up two schools. His brother.
Better start training Gracie.
Well, maybe it's time for homeschooling.
Well, you might be right, man.
There's
like 1.5 million more children being homeschooled this year than previously. They just don't want to send their children back to these nutcases of indoctrination.
Well, and it's not even that. We need to harden some of these schools.
Now you've got the risk that you're not going to see your kid's not going to come home worrying about his sexual orientation. he might not come home at all.
Right. You're very, very true. I mean, it's
why
a scary.
Can you lock a freaking door? I know I said the F word too many times.
Well,
but I'm mad.
You know what? And it's not even here. Here's my biggest complaint.
I was upset. I had a tear in my eye. My heart was breaking. And then I watched this guy, and I went from 0 to 10 in about 15 minutes. He just literally yanked my chains. How can you call yourself the president of the United States, the leader of the free will world, and stand up there and act like you're an AOC acolyte? I mean, I'm serious. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would have been less partisan under the circumstances than this 80-year-old bumbling goofball.
No, she actually, if I remember correctly, she spoke before him, which Fox News said was unprecedented. Yes.
I said AOC.
Oh, AOC. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was thinking Kamala. And Kamala actually shouldn't have said what she said either, but you know, it is what it is.
It wasn't as bad. I did see her part when I was flipping back and forth. And I heard about 1 minute of Tucker's comments, and I turned it off because I couldn't. But I was glad he was as mad as I was. That was the only gist I got of what he said. Yeah. I couldn't take it anymore. I just couldn't take it.
And here's
Rick,
what
did you watch any of this?
I was at work.
You work late?
I got back here at about 7-ish.
Mm. So I mean,
and you didn't turn the TV on and stuff.
No.
Well, here's what I want to do though. Listen, this is what I think is important. Mm. Parents, that if you're listening to the show and you've got kids in school, pick up the phone tomorrow. Call your school. Ask the school, are your doors locked? Do people have to, if you don't know, I mean, some parents, they don't go to school. They don't know if they've got to be buzzed in. Ask questions. Find out. Ask if there's an SRO at every location or if there's only one per district. Here we have 4 buildings. Guess how many SRO officers we have?
One.
He travels between buildings. I mean, yes, yeah. I don't
know. Oh, that's
going to
do you a lot of good.
Yeah, I mean, we don't
Is
have.
Is he armed? No.
I don't know. He's not armed.
He's not even armed. So basically, you're wasting a $50,000 a year salary for nothing.
Basically. And here's this is one of my biggest pet peeves, and it has been since day one. Yes, all of our schools have security vestibules. You have to be buzzed in. You sign in, and then you're buzzed in again. Okay, I get that. That's great. That helps tremendously. But somebody that, you know, could still get through those security vestibules and then into the school. And guess what? None of these teachers do. And I've complained about this, I think, a couple of other times on the show. Nobody closes and locks their classroom doors because they just think that the security vestibule is going to save their life. You know, be proactive. Close your door. Lock your door. You know, don't wait for the gunshots. Close your door ahead of time. Make sure your door is closed when class starts. I mean, that doesn't cost any money for the teacher to walk over and close her door. You don't even have to install anything. There's locks on every classroom door, correct? Call your school tomorrow,
yes,
parents.
But
ask questions.
If you know, well, the ones with metal detectors, the way they're supposed to be set up is if a metal detector goes off, every door in the building locks automatically.
Well,
that's the way you're supposed to set it up.
If the
door
is closed.
They got all this money for COVID to improve schools, and it's still sitting there.
I know.
Because they didn't use it.
There's a 300.
Hello? We could spend $40 billion to protect the borders of a corrupt country 9 time zones away from us, which, you know, only six billion of it's going to Ukraine. The rest of it's going to pay American contractors who kick back to the Democrats. So, you know, come on, people. Just it's like anything else in the world. Follow the money. We can give $40 billion for that. Okay, and whether you think it's a good idea or a bad idea, it's inconsequential. Point is, what are we spending to protect our kids? All this money sitting in goddamn school district. Bank accounts and state bank accounts from this COVID money. They didn't spend it. It's still sitting there. And they, armed guards at our schools? Oh, no, we can't have that. Oh, no, let's just have dead kids.
That's what they want.
Let's just have dead kids.
You know, that Kellyanne Conway, she made a perfect point today. You know, it's harder to get through an airport or an office building than it is to get into a school. And our school should be just as hardened as any one of these other places is. And until we reach out as parents.
Well, the other thing about this common sense gun laws, I don't know how many times you've ever bought a gun, but I've bought plenty of guns. And I'll tell you what, the background check to buy a gun is extensive. It's a long form. It has to be fed into the computer. It has to go through the FBI check. It has to go through your state police check. Okay. It takes 15, 20 minutes to come back. And that's in the computer age. Okay. I mean, you know, 10, 12 years ago, you had to come back the next day or 2 days later because they couldn't do them fast enough. But you have to, you basically have to tell them everything, whether you know, which way, if you wipe back the front or front the back in the morning. I mean, they want to know everything. And that's what it takes to buy a gun. And we need common sense gun laws. Oh, how about if we take half the goddamn shit you got to know for us to buy a gun and use it before you're allowed to cast a ballot? Oh! Okay, well, I'm such a racist.
Well, but let me ask you a question, because you know here's what I think about with common sense gun law. You just said when you go to get your gun, you have to pass the background check, correct?
Oh yeah.
Okay, when you have to renew your pistol permit every, I don't know in Florida how many years it is.
Concealed carry.
Yeah. How often do you have to?
7 years.
Okay, when you have to renew that.
Pennsylvania, it's only 4.
Okay, so in 4 years or in 7 in Florida, what do you do when you reapply for re-up your registration? Do you have to go back and have another background check, or do you just simply fill out? Oh, they do make you in Florida. Now, how
about Pennsylvania? I don't know about Florida because my 7 years will come up next year, but in Pennsylvania, I renewed every 4 years for quite a period of time. And
is the full background check still included with everything?
They still run a full background check on you before they'll reissue the permit.
Okay. And that's to me, that's as common sense as it needs to be. That you don't need to be any, as long as they're, every time you're getting your reissue, maybe 7 years is a little long. Maybe, they should be checking on people every 3 or 4 years, because a lot can change in people's emotional state, even in a matter of a week.
I believe Florida is a little more proactive, though, in that if you get arrested for something and you have a concealed, they'll yank it on you.
Oh, New York, you're all your guns are gone. If you have guns, you get arrested.
I don't know. I never got arrested in either state. So, what the hell do I know? But I'm just telling you, they scream and holler and moan and groan. And he says, this is how Biden wrapped up his thing, after urging common sense gun laws. Like, what the fuck does that mean? They use these words that people out there go, yeah, I agree with that. And then you ask them to explain, what do you mean by common sense gun laws? And they can't tell you. They just can't, because it's a political. This is all politics. This has nothing to do with compassion for the children. This doesn't have anything to do with the Constitution of the United States. This has to do with, we're in trouble politically and we need an issue. That's all this is. And then he says, we can't and won't prevent every tragedy, but we know they work and they have a positive impact. If we don't have them, how do you know they work?
Wait. Please reread me that statement once again.
He said, we can't and we won't prevent every tragedy. He's talking about the gun. And then he's
I know. Okay. Yep.
And how his train of thought goes from one thing to another. Then he jumps back to the common sense gun law thing. And he says, but we know they work and have a positive impact. The president said about gun restriction measures, they added in the article. Because even they know the way he puts sentences together is a joke.
And then that's why I was going to say something, but
idea that an 18-year-old kid can walk into a gun store and buy 2 assault weapons is just wrong. Well, we already talked about that.
It's
that
not
kid,
wrong.
That kid, New York, that kid in New York should have been red flagged.
Yep, and he wasn't.
And he shouldn't be able to get them. They already have the laws. Liberals don't enforce the laws that they just want to have an issue. I am sick and fucking tired of it. These people should never be put in charge of anything more powerful than local dog catcher. Because I sure as hell don't want them on the school boards anymore.
Well, wait, if you didn't do the story, but that one town that I threw the story in our storyboard, they had to close the whole town because the one lady was the dog catcher, the tax collector.
She was everything. Yeah.
she was everything, and she wanted a 2-week vacation, and they told her no, so she said, fuck you, and quit.
Yes, and then the genius who proved that you don't have to be too smart to get through law school heals up Harris. I might as well just call her what I used to call her because that's how she got her job. She addressed the mass shooting, beginning of a speech Tuesday night. She said, "Our hearts keep getting broken, and enough is enough." She didn't scream it like Biden, but she used it with her little attitude, you know, her little, like, you know, she might as well just throw her palm up in the air and done the whole thing. So anyway, we've already wasted half the show, but I
shit happens.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Okay. I mean, it was, I had a good show with lots of important information and funny and shit in here.
And then I called you and said, yeah, did you watch the news?
You,
and
you, said, you didn't no. kill 18 innocent little children and your grandma, you know? And I'll tell you what, I was willing to just say, you know, a tragedy happened and we'll get back to it. You know, we know more about it until that came on the TV and just ripped every ounce of compassion out of me. I still have compassion for the children and the grandma and all the parents and all the wounded and that whole community. But to turn this into a political dog and pony show on national TV and a half hours after it happened.
And that was one of the
that's what scumbags do.
And that's one of the things Tucker pointed that out. Tucker,
did he?
Yep. You must have turned it off, but that was one of the last things he said, is how disgusting it was that, you know, it didn't take them 30 seconds before the New York Times was already blaming, you know, the guns. And
online. Tucker mentioned that too.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. He mentioned it. Yep. He mentioned it right at the end.
I would have saved myself a lot of work if I left them on another 10 minutes.
Yeah. But can I just be an ass and be the devil's advocate for a second?
Rick, is he allowed to do that?
Yeah, I guess. It'll calm me down.
Because I said this to my wife.
Rick's a compassionate man.
I love Rick. I said this to my wife when Tucker said that. I said, but at the same breath, you guys would be bitching if they waited 4 hours and didn't say anything because how come the White House hasn't said anything, or how come they? So, you know, there's got to be a little bit of give and play here. Yeah, maybe they, you know, they
should. The first 45 seconds was exactly the tone he should have set, and that's the tone he should have stuck with. He should have talked for 3 minutes and gotten the hell out of there and not talked one bit about guns, politics, or anything else. You know, it's like the Floyd killing. I'll go back to the Floyd killing. You know, if I want to piss people off tonight, I might as well do it all the way. You know, that cop, whether, you know, I know he had fentanyl in him and he might have died anyway and this and that and blah, 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 blah. But that cop kneeled on him for 8.5, 9 minutes. Okay. Cops are there to protect. They're protect and serve. That's what it says on the side of every goddamn police car. Protect and serve. So everybody, we didn't know what George Floyd's background was. We didn't know about him and the gun and the pregnant woman and the drug convictions. And it didn't matter. He was a human being arrested for a counterfeit $20 bill, by the way, not even anything that was a big deal. Being held down for 8.5 or 9 minutes and it is videotaped. You had the entire country on your side. Everybody was on the side of that is wrong. And how long did it take them to turn it into, we don't know how to act in a civilized society and fuck it all up? A couple hours. That's about it.
Yeah.
A couple of hours. Could have united everybody over that. What did it do? What'd they do? Well, no, we can raise more money that we can for Black Lives Matter that we can spend on bullshit houses and pay $1 million to my baby daddy if we divide America along lines of race and burn down cities and injure cops and have 18-year-old kids being chased down the street, you know, to be killed. And then that kid fought back, and then he's the evil one. No, this is wrong. And their whole scenario that all this is right-wing this, right-wing that, is just the biggest lie ever perpetuated. And the media does it every single day of the year. every single day.
Yes, they do.
There is no reason we can't get along. Absolutely none. Rodney King, there's a man who took more shit than any black man probably since the days of the KKK, which, by the way, they were Democrats too. After all the bullshit that man went through, all the pain he took, and that horrific beating by some cops who obviously had a serious fucking mental problem and shouldn't have been cops. And there's bad cops. Of course there's bad cops. There's nobody on my side of the aisle that would ever tell you differently. The only ones who tell you we think differently are the people who don't know us, because they live in their little bubble, and the only people they talk to are their other left-wing wackos who Twitter is the god. And, it's on Twitter. It's on Twitter. Oh, my God. I got to mention on Twitter. AOC liked my quote. You know, screw that stuff. That isn't how the world works. Okay? Most of us who achieve anything in life did it because we worked our asses off for it. And I don't care if you're gay, you're black, you're brown, you're bisexual, you're liberal, you're moderate. I don't care. Be a good person. Do the right thing. Take care of your family. Raise your children. You know, if you don't love the children's mother or father and you divorce, you're still parents together. Act like it. Kids need two. And if they're both men or they're both women, so what? They need two parents. They need perspective in life. Okay? And we get an old man who can't even figure out how to put his damn teeth in half the time, coming out there and turning the tragedy of these little children dying into a political charade on national television. And I don't think I've been this mad about anything in a long time.
Well, prepare yourself, because that's all you're going to see over the next 2 or 3 days is a giant political parade blaming the gun. So,
well, you know what? I talk to them with derision because they deserve derision. They can't fire me.
And I won't. I won't.
And if they audit me, fuck them. They ain't going to find nothing. You know, I don't care. But see, most people aren't in that position. They have to care. Oh, what if my boss is a liberal? I can't say nothing about this at work. You know, or, I work for Coca-Cola, and God, if it gets into the system that I'm a liberal, or I mean, I'm a conservative, I'll never get my promotion. And people have legitimate fears. We should not have to fear our own mindset in the United States of America. Our Constitution says we don't have to. The only people who say we have to are people like the installed piece of partisan fecal matter that got me so pissed off tonight, and Brian Stelter and his little friends. You know, the trial that's going on in D.C., and I'm not going to get into it, but the trial that's going on in D.C. is Hillary's lawyer, the guy who started the whole Russian bullshit. He went to the FBI. He told them, "Oh, I'm here on my own. I've got some evidence." And he came in with some bullshit that Trump's campaign was attached to this Russian bank and the FBI better look into it. Well, he went to a liberal buddy of his in the FBI, and of course the FBI looked into it. So then what happens? The FBI is looking into it. Hillary's campaign leaks. Oh, FBI is doing an investigation on Trump connections to a Russian bank. It was all bullshit. We knew it was bullshit back then. But we went through 3 years of hell because of these people, these so-called media people. You know, media used to be poorly paid people. You know, the writers in your local newspaper and stuff, they weren't rich people. They were the people who wore the hat, stuck the cigar in the side of their mouth, and had the pencil behind their ear.
Yeah.
Male or female, it don't matter. And they walked the beat, they questioned power. They asked people to explain themselves. And then they told you, the people that they're responsible to, the way our Constitution works, freedom of the press. they told you what they found so that you can make your own decision on what you think about a particular subject. That's the way it's supposed to be. The problem now, as I see it, and if you guys have any different opinions, please jump in. But the way I see it now is that these people in the national press are highly paid, and they are part of the elite that they used to question. And if they question them now, then they won't get invited to the cocktail parties. They won't get that interview with the Secretary of State that they've been trying to get for 6 months. You know, they're part of the elite. So they just parrot whatever the hell the elite tell them. Have you ever seen those montages that Tucker does and Hannity does and Rush Limbaugh used to do them all the time? Rush Limbaugh is the one who started all this. But he would put together these montages of the media and the liberal politicians using the exact same phrase of outrage over something, you know, in the same day. Somebody writes this shit for them. There's somebody behind them pulling the strings. They tell them what to say, and they all say it. Well, we know Biden ain't writing it. He probably can't spell his own damn name anymore. I want to know who's writing it. Who's the one who gives the talking points to these people? Because this has been going on way before Obama. So I don't think it's Obama. Maybe. Yeah, well, she's been around since the dinosaurs, but I don't think she's smart enough to write them anymore. But yeah, that's...
What about Soros?
He's about 92, but, you know, it could be somebody in his sphere. You know, I don't know who it is. But the problem is you've got about 45 really good reporters left in the world. And there should be 400,000 good reporters in the world. You know, Greg Greenwald can't find every damn thing. Peter Ducey can't ask all the questions at the White House. They don't have any help. They just don't have any help out there anymore. So you and me and Rick, and we go on Google to research some stuff, and Google skews the results. You have to get like really, really, really specific to find what you want, or you got to scroll through 10 pages of stuff that they would rather have you put out. I mean, you guys know, you put something on Facebook. If it makes Biden look bad, oh, this is, fact checkers have looked into this, and it's not entirely correct. You know, you put a joke up there. It doesn't matter. What's it say at the top of my page? Comedian. I know I'm not very funny tonight, am I? But I put a joke up there, and they go, this is not true. We're covering it. It's a joke, you assholes. You know, just people talk about the 50s when families were families and stuff. But, you know, black families were families then, too. They just had to live on the other side of town, and that was totally wrong. But there was a mother and a father, and it didn't matter if you were white or black or Hispanic. You had a mother and you had a father. You had a local school. You had friends. You played. You went out and skinned your knee. You know, and you grew up and made up your own mind about who you want to love and how you want to love and what party you want to belong to.
And what sex you wanted to be.
Yeah. And now they're now they're trying to pass state laws where they don't have to tell the parents. This is another thing that just goes on this whole thing of them trying to take control of us. There are school districts out there. You know, they send home these parental release things for, like if your child needs an aspirin at school or he skins his knee or whatever, that they can provide medical assistance. And all parents just sign off on it and send it back. It's part of the opening package of school every year. And every parent out there is listening is nodding their head going, yep, you're right. Because I know I am. You know, my kids are grown up, but I sign these damn things too plenty of times. And now you got states that want to be able to give gender counseling and assistance to kids under the age of 18, which basically they're talking 12, 13 and younger. And they're using the parental notice or the parental rights for medical treatment as their excuse to be able to do it in school without telling you. That shit is going on. And if you people have got primaries and you got school boards, you better know who the hell you're voting for. Don't be lazy. Don't just go putting these crazy assholes back in there in the school boards. Because if you do, nothing's going to change. And then you're just going to be mad next year when you find out that nothing changed. We have to change it. We're the only ones who can change it. We don't need to violently overthrow everything. We just need to hold people accountable and quit being so damn scared.
Who the fuck do we hold accountable for the cat litter boxes in the bathrooms in the schools and letting the kids get down on all four and slurp their shit out of a fucking bowl?
School boards.
This is fucking ridiculous.
That's school board.
The truth. It's really happening in schools. Mm-hmm. Their janitors are emptying litter boxes in bathrooms because kids want to act like fucking dogs and cats. This is...
Rick, what was the biggest hassle you had when you were in high school?
Let's see.
Not getting caught smoking in the bathroom by the teacher. Oh, yeah. That was the biggest hassle.
Yeah. Was that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not letting the teacher catch your can of chew. You know, that was,
nobody worried about what your gender was or if you wanted to pee in a litter box.
No, not at all. Or fucking meowed at your fucking friends or barked. I mean, these fucking kids bark at you now. And if you try to talk to them, they fucking bark at you even louder. It's like, and they dress like fucking dogs and they dress like fucking cats. I mean, what has this world come to?
That's what I'm asking, and I don't know, but the one thing that makes me happy is when I see polls like 75% say we're on the wrong track, you know, because when you got one that says that much, it basically means it's unanimous because, you know, 75% is about as high as we ever get on anything anymore. I mean, that, you know, we weren't much over that on 9/11, for God's sakes, that lasted 2 days. This has lasted a lot longer. Because, you know, 20%, they don't pay any attention anyway. And, you know, 5% of the country are complete fools. So, you know, I'm right. And hell, half of you out there are probably yelling at me, 20% are complete fools. And you might be right. Because the oddity is 39% still support Freudenstein. Maybe after that speech tonight, that number will go down to where it should be, about 19. But really bothers me that Biden's approval is so low and he still stands there and yells at America like he's so righteous. Like he hasn't been taking kickbacks from China and Russia and Ukraine and the banks in Delaware and everything else for his entire friggin' political life. And he's got the nerve to yell at gun owners over what some crazy kid in Texas did. Before the bodies are all cold, it makes me ill. You know, you think the 14%, you know, difference there between, you know, the 25% that think things are okay and the 39% that support Biden are complete fools. And, you know, I'd say you're correct, but I would actually point out, I think the entire 39% are complete fools. But you probably notice that every time Biden screws up, and you'll hear this tomorrow about what he did tonight. I guarantee you there's corrections coming out of the White House already. But every time he screws up, he blames everyone else. And then he takes credit for not being the people he blamed. Like Monday morning, I was up really late. We had the Idol show and then everything. And I was up late and I was watching and the press conference coming on with Japan's leader and Biden. I thought, oh, I got to stay awake for this because they'll probably screw something up. Well, I was right. He was asked by an American reporter, and this is about 2 o'clock in the morning Eastern time on Monday. Will you send American troops to defend Taiwan? That was the question. Yes. That's what he said. And then he added, that's what we've agreed to do. That was his entire answer. Okay. So the White House puts this out. This is a direct quote from the White House. As the president said, our policy has not changed. He reiterated our one China policy and our commitment to peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. He also reiterated our commitment under the Taiwan Relations Act to provide Taiwan with a military means to defend itself. Unquote. No, he said. Yes, he would send troops. So they're taking credit for him properly enunciating America's China policy in full, without any mistakes. But that ain't what he said at all. Even CNN isn't buying this bullshit. It's so bad. But we got to get one funny thing in here tonight.
Hey, so wait, hold on. Right now, Al, before you do this, I have an update.
Yeah. Oh, God. Not bad.
We have lost another child. So we are up. We're up another death. Has been confirmed.
I'm sorry. I'm sure it won't be the last one. They said there was half a dozen seriously injured. So God love them. But to be this unpopular and still act cocky like he did tonight, you have to be demented. You got to be gone. You know, aren't you people thrilled you printed up all those ballots? Aren't you happy now? You could have taken a few mean tweets and we could all live peacefully. But anyway, we had to ask Crazy Joe about his 39% poll number. And of course, he had an answer. So we're going to give it to you. Here you go.
Oh, no. Look, 39, those numbers aren't so bad. I mean, that guy Brandon, you got to remember, Brandon's probably got a 35 approval. And the thing you got to remember, I'm Brandon. All right. All that stuff. Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. You got to give that number to me. So 39 and, Brandon. And so we're up at about 74 and then 10% for the big guy. And we're over 80. Come on, man.
Yeah. It's only funny because you know it's based in truth.
10% for the big man.
You know, Obama had the hope and change thing. And I always guessed that meant we hope he changed from a cocky left-wing narcissist into a leader of America. But we know that didn't happen. Biden just cut out all the bullshit. His slogan's division and rage. That's all he does. He tries to divide us and gives us fake rage.
Pretty much.
I mean, he slanders half the voters every time he speaks. You know, and we don't have to play this clip, but he was talking about the Georgia voters bill.
I could play it. It's only 50 seconds. I mean,
the Georgia voter bill, it actually made it easier to vote, but harder to cheat like they did in 2020 in Georgia. We remember it. So we've got the clip. Go ahead.
Last year alone, 19 states, not proposed, but enacted 34 laws, attempting rights. There were nearly 400 additional bills Republican members of state legislatures tried to pass. And now, Republican legislators in several states have already announced plans to escalate the onslaught this year. Their end game? To turn the will of the voters into a mere suggestion, something states can respect or ignore. Jim Crow 2.0 is about two insidious things: voter suppression and election subversion. It's no longer about who gets to vote. It's about making it harder to vote. It's about who gets to count the vote and whether your vote counts at all.
You know, this guy cracks me up. He used the same tone tonight when he's talking about a tragedy with dead children. He used the same tone tonight. But I would point out to you, moron, that Jim Crow laws were passed by Democrats. Look it up. Yes. It was your people. So even your analogy is stupid.
They don't want to fact check that, though.
No, of course not. But the point is, the law in Georgia made it easier to vote. It just made it harder to cheat. So when they scream about, oh, you're being disenfranchised, they're racist there in Georgia. So what we do? Let's get rid of their all-star game. That'll teach them. Let's take it to Colorado, where the voter laws are a lot tougher than the new Georgia law. Don't pay attention to that. We're punishing Atlanta.
Yeah, but the Colorado law wasn't in the news. The Georgia law was. That's why.
Well, Colorado was run by a gay Democrat. But, you know, the guy who runs Colorado, I'd rather him running the country than this idiot. The guy who runs Colorado's comments. He's a lefty, but he's got some common sense still. He's not a lunatic. But, you know, and then Coca-Cola has to chime in on it. And they shut up in a hurry when it started costing them a lot of business, didn't they?
Yep.
But all this was because they didn't read the bill. Well, the companies didn't read the bill. The media didn't read the bill. The Dems read it.
No, they didn't. They paid staffers to read it.
Well, whatever. But the point is, you're probably right. The harder to cheat part was what they were really mad at. There was the easier to vote part was obvious. They didn't want to talk about that. They want to say it was harder to vote. Jim Crow, 2.0, blah, 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 blah. Well, this is just like Russiagate. They're screaming and yelling about a scandal that they made up. There wasn't one. And I'll give you an example. Today is Georgia's primaries. Early voting in Georgia showed a 200% Republican increase over 2018 and over 100% increase in the Democratic side. Boy, they suppressed the hell out of that vote, huh, Joe?
Well, but listen, I was going to mention this on pre-show, and we got preoccupied going somewhere else. That's still quite a hell of a lot of a turnout on the Democrat side, too. I mean, yeah, we were double on it.
It's easier to vote. They give them longer to vote. The early balloting is extended. It's easier to do. You just got to show up. There's more polling places, but you got to show your ID. Well, apparently most Democrats don't have a problem showing their ID to vote because they're up over 100% and they don't got nothing to vote for. Old Stacey Gaptooth writing her dirty books, Abrams. She was the one behind getting rid of the All-Star game. Then she quit. Then she stated the other night, I'm tired of Georgia being the number one place for business, but it's the worst place to live. Well, there you go. There's an endorsement for governor. I want to be governor of the state. I think it's the worst place in the country to live. She lost by a little bit last time.
She'll lose by a lot this time.
Yeah, but that was 2018. That was the midterm thing for Trump. Okay. That's when Democrats had a chance. She's going to get thumped so damn bad this time. It's not even funny. But as an aside, on the harder to vote thing, it dawned on me that personally, I think it should be harder to get fentanyl than get baby formula.
Yeah.
So I guess that makes me a racist too. Yeah. So anyway, I got a joke.
What do you got?
Just to kind of sum up all this bullshit.
Okay.
Okay. I got three glasses of water. They're all half full. All right. They're sitting there, Matt, and they're right in front of you. And whoever posted this on Facebook, thank you, because I loved it. An optimist says, the glass is half full, right? That's me. I'm the optimist. The pessimist says, glass is half empty.
That's me.
Okay. A liberal says the glass is racist. Pretty much sums up what's going on right now.
And then they blame it on the gun.
Yeah. Well, which part should I do?
Oh, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, well, it's just, you know, the Family Guy clip's funny, but it's too funny. I don't know. I'm worn out.
That's all right.
There's only so many times I can be called a racist.
You are a stupid criminal, so you don't get, you know, notes and letters.
Oh, my God, yeah. Stupid criminal of the week. For the third time in 5 weeks, the stupid criminal of the week is not here to bask in the honor. Ezekiel Rosario Torres. No residence or citizenship listed, so you can kind of read between the border wall on that part. He obviously didn't listen to our shows recently. Guys, what's one thing you should not do in Florida or Texas?
Break into somebody's house.
What happens when you break into a house in Florida, Rick?
Let's see if I can paraphrase him. You're going to get shot. We want our residents to use their guns?
We don't want to. We don't want to have to prosecute these guys. Just clean it up for us now. That's what that sheriff said. That sheriff said that in public after they were chasing a home breaking criminal. We had the story a few weeks ago, and he missed them. And the sheriff offered some gun handling classes. And then we had one in Texas last week where they didn't need any gun handling classes. They popped them two or three times after he broke in. And he went out, staggered outside to the lawn chair and expired right there. So no, not too much paperwork. Well, this guy was in Florida. He didn't listen to our show. And he breaks into a 70-year-old Florida woman's home. She lives there with her 80-year-old male companion. He didn't know what she was. She said, I don't know what he was going to do, but I knew I was going to protect myself. I'm a fighter. I'm going to defend myself, Virginia Morrison told Fox 35 News. Ezekiel Rosario Torres, 38, reportedly walked into their Orange County home Sunday afternoon. So it was up near Orlando, I guess. Morrison said she tried to get him out of the house by hitting him with a broom, but he swatted the broom away and kept coming. He stepped in. She turned around and I said, who the hell are you? What do you want? Nothing. The guy never said a thing the whole time he was there. So that alone makes it kind of creepy, right? Or he doesn't speak English. So Morrison's partner, Charlie, retrieved his gun and fired a warning shot, but the suspect did not leave. So then Morrison retrieved her gun. Apparently, they both are armed. She fired a warning shot. And he kept coming towards her. She said, back off, dude. And he kept coming. So I lowered my gun and shot him. She said, I didn't realize I hit him, but once I looked, he had a hole in his t-shirt, and I thought I got him. Oh, yeah, Connie, that's kind of what happens. It's a hole in his t-shirt, and you know, the bullet went in, the blood comes out, you know, that kind of thing. The sheriff's office deputies responded quickly to the burglary in progress at the home, found the suspect with a gunshot wound, transported to a local hospital where Rosario Torres died. Ms. Morrison said, I have feelings. I have God in my life. That's my main thing, wondering if God's going to forgive me for taking a life. It bothers me. But she added that she and her partner, Charlie, who's nearly 80 years old, have been living in the home for 20 years, and she's always been a fighter. Wrong grandma to fuck with, dude. I'm just telling you. It's just stupid. They keep sending these illegals here. You know, ICE, they let some guy come through down in Texas, processed him, gave him his ankle monitor, all that bullshit, and said, where do you want us to fly you to? So he wanted to be flown to Florida. So Biden administration flew him to Florida with a plane load of more illegals. And this guy goes to Pinellas County, which is, as Rick knows, right across a little piece of water called Tampa Bay from us. It's what? How far are you from Pinellas County?
Me?
15 miles?
Yeah, maybe 20
minutes. Yeah. I'm about 30 because I'm north of you. But it's not far. And it's the second biggest county in the area after Hillsborough. This guy's in Pinellas County, and ICE finds out, oh, that guy that we put on the plane and sent to Pinellas County, he's on the terror watch list. Right? It took them 2 freaking weeks to issue a rearrest order for this guy. 2 weeks! They found he's on the terrorist watch list. It takes 2 weeks till they issue a rearrest order for him. You think our governor's a little pissed off? Yeah, he's a little pissed off. This guy's on a terrorist watch list. Yeah, we'll fly you to Florida. Shit, what the hell? You know, we just borrow the money from China and we spend it any way we want. So that's another thing that's going on here. But I mean, it's just horrible. So we'll get back to the men can have children thing and stuff next week, because we still have the clip and it'll still be funny. You know what? I'm not even going to do the Kamala clip. Don't even want to do the Kamala clip. I have a new segment called Joe Biden's Job Security. And basically it means anytime Kamala talks, that's job security for Joe Biden. But after what he did tonight, I don't care anymore. Mm-hmm. I just don't care. That was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen a president do in public. It really was. So, but we closed tonight with that Everclear song, Santa Monica. Because like the lyrics say, whether or not we swim out past the breakers, we're all watching the world die. And if any of y'all pray, now's a good time. So God bless and good night.
Don't forget to download the app in the App Store.
There you go.
It's on our radio. Good night.
Nighty.
Still living with your ghost, lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't wanna be your downtown. I don't wanna be your stupid game. With my big black boots and an old suitcase, I do believe I'll find myself a new place. I don't wanna be the bad guy. I don't wanna do your sleepwalk dance anymore. I just wanna see some palm trees. I will try to shake away this disease. We could live beside the ocean, leave the fire behind, swim out past the breaker, watch the world die. Beside the ocean, leave the fire behind, swim out past the breaker, watch the world die. I am still dreaming of your face, hungry and hollow for all the things you took away. I don't want to see your good. Leave the fire behind. Without past the breaker, watch the world.